So there were plenty of people who felt that he didn't get the right aliyah, or they didn't get enough honor, or that the membership dues were too high, or other valid reasons which have survived throughout the centuries for people being angry. And they said, look at them now. Now the rabbis and the congregation, they're going to put Pura Kasta into Chayrim. We're not going to stand for it. And they made an issue. Before the issue could really come to any sort of boil, Acosta died. In 1617 he died. Then the question was what to do with him once he's dead. So since he had never recanted a second time, the rabbis did not want him buried in the Jewish cemetery. The other group said, what do you mean? You drove him to his death. And it's only proper, therefore, that the Jewish community should atone. And therefore, they buried him in the corner, which is a typical Jewish solution to the problem. So he's in and he's not really in. It depends how you look at it. This incident of Acosta is the prelude to an incident that happens 30 years later in the same community regarding another Jew whose name is Baruch Spinoza. Now, Spinoza did not come from a Murano family. Spinoza came from a Jewish family. He himself was born in Amsterdam. And in the 1640s, we first hear of him. He was a brilliant student. He had attended the yeshiva in Amsterdam. It's interesting. The yeshiva in Amsterdam had a schedule of 3 hours of formal learning in the morning and 3 hours of formal learning in the afternoon. A 6-hour school day. And in the interim, the students could study other things on their own. And he became a scholar in Latin and in Greek and philosophy and mathematics, a person of an unusual mind, unusual abilities in scholarship, and in being able to write. He was an excellent writer, and he wrote in many languages. For reasons that, again, are not clear to us, Spinoza was a very anti-establishment person. There are people like that. And we don't like such people. They make us uncomfortable. We like people that conform. In fact, many of the great Jews that we have had in our history must have been very, very difficult to have as a student or as a child. Rabbi Yankov, should live and be well, told me once that Reb Chaim Ezer Grudzinski told him, Reb Chaim Ezer was the Rav in Vilna till the Second World War, and was in our century was the pillar of Eastern European Jewry. Man of brilliance and erudition and piety and everything. He said that when he was 12 years old, the Rebbe threw him out of the yeshiva because he brought a goat to the class one day. He said the goat knew how to learn as good as the Rebbe, so he brought the goat, and he brought the goat in. He told the Rebbe that piece of good news, and the Rebbe booted him. Now, so, you get a call from the teacher, I want to tell you about your son, right? Got kicked out of school. But the truth of the matter is, I can't prove it, but I have a sneaking suspicion that a lot of the great people or the Jewish people got kicked out of school. That's part of it. And that in their biographies, it's not written. In their biographies, it's all prettied up. Everybody was a good boy. But in life, we know that that is not what happens. I have a friend of mine in Israel, just